Hi there. I don't believe we formally met, but I'd like to introduce myself. I'm the stunning woman you seem to have taken a liking to lately. You've probably, well, no, you've definitely noticed that I'm not very shy or modest. Speaking from experience, I find it to be very freeing. You'll have to forgive me here, because I'm rambling and you're probably wondering what this is all about. For the past several weeks, I couldn't help but notice a strange feeling arising. It's biological, really. You know how animals have the fight or flight instinct? We're naturally inclined in the face of something we sense as dangerous to flee or scrap it out. But me, I like to think that I'm a little more evolved than that. See, I have what I like to call the flirt instinct. I don't sense danger, but I'm usually able to disarm it with my talents. And you know, lucky for you, I get to put them to use. For the past week, I've walked to the kitchen to get my midnight snack. I couldn't help but feel like I was being watched. I thought I'd just shrug it off and chalk it up to being paranoid. So being of sound mind, I thought I'd put my suspicions to the test. Each night, I decided to wear something a little more revealing and see if this feeling escalated. You know, it's funny. But I couldn't help but feel that each night there were eyes practically burning holes into my body. On Monday, it began innocently enough with some silky pyjamas and a t-shirt. The weather has been mild after all. On Tuesday, I wore the same t-shirt but changed it up and wore a small pair of shorts. Wednesday rolled around and I figured I might as well not wear the shorts at all. So I went to the fridge, as usual, in a tee and panties. They were lacy. I'd venture a guess to say you probably like them. Thursday things got a little more interesting when I decided to go without a shirt and walk to the open door of the fridge only wearing my panties. They were another lace pair, my favourites. Cut quite high in the back, exposing a bit of my nice ass. I could feel the cool air from the fridge against my thighs when I opened the door, and the light exposed by bare flesh leaving goosebumps on my skin. The sensation was quite nice. Friday, the real test came, and I walked completely naked to procure my snack. The light bounced off my body like a spotlight, casting shadows behind me where I blocked its path. The air felt so cold and good against my skin, and I couldn't help but want more. It just wasn't enough, so I reached into the freezer and grabbed an ice cube and slowly teased myself, rubbing it against my nipples, shocking them until they hardened, feeling my body jump, even though it knew what to expect. I let the ice melt and ran my hands over the wetness, spreading it over my skin, only to stand there patiently, waiting for it to evaporate. Now, do you see my dilemma? Today is Saturday, and I'm all out of clothing. So I came up with a little idea. One you might find interesting. Tonight, I'm going to gather my snack, as naked as I was the night before. But when I'm done, I'm going to sit on my kitchen table. I'm going to look across through the window and see if there are a pair of eyes noticing me. Are you there, watching? Good. I've gotten quite used to you by now. After I finish my snack, I'm going to sit on the kitchen table and face the window. I'll make sure to leave the fridge door open just a little so it isn't completely dark. The warm glow and hum will provide the perfect ambience for me as I spread my legs, licking the remaining traces of yogurt off my spoon. That's right, it's been a yogurt I eat every night. Didn't you know a little dairy before bed actually helps keep you asleep? But I digress. I'm sure you haven't really been paying attention to the yogurt, have you? You've just been noticing how I eat it. What my mouth looks like wrapped around that spoon. How my hands grip the nice round handle. You watch my tongue as I slowly lick the spoon every night. You study my body with the light cast over it. But tonight, it's special. Tonight, when I sit on the kitchen table, having finished my yogurt, I'm going to take the spoon and lick it clean, pretending it's your pre-cum. I know you're oozing for me now, baby. Aren't you? After the spoon is clean, do you know what I'm going to do next? You may have guessed where this is heading. I'm going to take the spoon in my hand, the handle facing towards me. I'm slowly going to lower it down, down, lower. Can you see it in the light? And then I'm going to take the round handle and slowly guide it into my cunt. I'm going to start slow. Legs still spread. Sitting on the kitchen table facing that window. What do I look like? Do I look like the sexual being you knew that I was? Are you really that surprised as I sit there, slowly fucking myself with a spoon? It feels so good. It's a decent thickness, and I start to go faster, rocking it a little, trying to hit my G-spot. Oh, I'm getting really worked up now, baby. Do you hear me when my moans get louder? Oh, and my orgasm starts to build. Can you hear the sounds that escape my cunt? Dripping all over the handle of the spoon. This moment is when I really wish it were your cock inserted in instead. You'd fill me up so much better than this fucking spoon. It's worthless compared to your cock. I just know it. So I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna fuck myself. Oh, I'm gonna get myself off while you watch. And I scream. And my juices run down the handle, down my thighs, onto the table. Oh. 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 Then I'll slowly remove the spoon from me as I walk over to the window and glance out, looking for you. I'll put the handle in my mouth and suck it clean. It should have been your cock, baby. Now, we only have one problem, baby. Tomorrow is the last day of the week. It's Sunday, and I'm all out of ideas. So why don't you just come, knock on my door, and introduce yourself?